that is the one thing he'll never find in Japan. And then I thought he could use it for bartering with people over there. I'll trade you some Chick-fil-A Polynesian sauce for something his buddy wants or something.
What does home taste like? For a young Marine stationed in Japan, the answer is Polynesian sauce. Today on a very special episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, a mom on a mission to make her son's Christmas wish come true. Hey there, welcome to My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast. I'm your host, Allison Storm. I'm joined by Jim Mann. As we're recording this, Christmas still seems a long way off, but the holiday upon us is actually Veterans Day, which is so fitting because we're going to be sharing the sweetest military story today.
Yeah, Veterans Day means a lot to me because my year as a Cub Scout, it brings back a lot of memories serving my country.
If you have hate mail, please don't address it to me.
No, wait. It's my dad. That's what it is. My dad was a World War II vet. Okay. I got confused.
All right. Yes, that makes a little more sense than trying to equate it to your Cub Scout experience.
It was a rough year, okay?
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Do you have any idea how far away Okinawa, did I say that right? Japan is from where we are in the American South?
Okinawa.
Okinawa.
Well, let me look to my right and see. It looks like approximately 7,778 from my studio. Now, from my living room, it'd be further because my house is very large. Just saying.
Okay, well, that was a great guess. Yeah, it's almost 8,000 miles, and that would be a 19-hour flight across the Pacific. So it's a long ways away.
Ooh, I wouldn't like that flight. I know you like to fly, but I won't like that long flight. Too long.
He says that because I actually do not like to fly. I require some happy pills and some other stuff to help me. But anyway, that's not where we're going with this, Jim.
Okay, I'm sorry. I did a little detour.
I'm telling you how far away that Okinawa, Japan is because that's where April Samadley's son Cyrus is stationed with the Marine Corps. And April, I'm so excited, is joining us to tell us about her son and something he and Jim have in common, a deep love for Polynesian sauce. Welcome, April.
Thank you.
So, April, tell us about your boys.
I have three sons. They're 25, 21, and 21, and my two youngest are twins. They're fraternal twins, and they were inseparable their entire lives until my older twin, by 3 minutes, came home one day and told me he would join the Marines. And then it was a very short notice, and before I knew it, he was shipping off to Paris Island, and that was the first time my twins had ever been separated. And by then, my oldest son had already left home and flew the nest and was on his own.
What was that like when he came home and told you that?
I think he waited until almost the last minute because he thought I'd be upset or object. It floored me because I kind of thought he would be my slacker kid. Because he was always the class clown and always getting in mischief. So I was actually thrilled and overjoyed, and I think I shocked him, and he kind of wished he had told me sooner. We have no military in our family. He's the first one, so it was very shocking, but I was so proud.
It must be tough to have Cyrus so far away from home, but I imagine that's especially difficult for his twin brother.
It is. He has had a really hard time, but I've been thrilled because I told him this was his chance to see the world and to request to get stationed as far away from South Carolina as possible so he could experience things he wouldn't ever have the chance to experience.
And where is he now?
He's in Okinawa, Japan.
Did you even know how to find that on a map?
I did, because as soon as he told me he was enlisted, I started Googling all the different places he could end up, and I had made up my mind if he fell in love with some woman in California that mama was moving to California too.
Oh, that's so sweet. What do you miss most about him?
He's my goofball. His twin brother is the serious one. So he was my goofball. I could never yell at him or be mad at him because he would always make me laugh when I was trying to be stern with him. So I just miss him making me laugh and being goofy, you know, things like that.
What does Cyrus miss most about home?
My cooking. He misses his mama's cooking the most, and I honestly think he misses his brother more than me.
Oh, no. That's sweet. And do you get to talk to him very much?
Yes, we talk or Snapchat every single day. So, and he snaps me. Our time zones are 13 hours different. So 8 in the morning here is 9 p.m. there. So I tell him goodnight when I get to work. Aww. And he tells me good morning when he goes to bed. So
that's sweet that you guys are able to connect so much.
I love it. I do not know how I'd survive without social media because that's our lifeline.
How long has he been gone?
I haven't seen him in 15 months, and he enlisted 2 years and a month ago.
Okay. And so I'm guessing you probably won't see him for the holidays this year.
Yeah, because of the pandemic, he will not be able to travel until the travel ban is lifted. So this will be my second or third. This will be my second. I can't even remember. It feels like it's been 5 years already.
Oh.
So we missed. This will be my third Christmas without him. The first one I missed because he was at boot camp. And then the second year, he was out off training in Missouri. And then this year, he's in Okinawa.
All right. You must have to start planning Christmas pretty early since it takes so long to ship a box to Japan.
Exactly. And I back last month in October, I went ahead and asked him what he wanted for Christmas this year. And he always says, I have everything I want and need. You don't have to get me anything. So every year I ask him what's something that you want or need that you can't find where you're at. And this year, the only thing he asked for was Chick-fil-A sauce.
It was Polynesian sauce though, right?
Polynesian sauce, yeah. That's what we all eat. So we call the Polynesian the Chick-fil-A sauce, even though there is another Chick-fil-A sauce. But
that's
he said,
so funny.
He did say, I want some Chick-fil-A Polynesian sauce. So I said, consider it done. You're getting it. And he said, I want a lot of it.
What did you think when he asked for that? Did you know he loved it so much?
No, I wasn't surprised because he's such a goofball. And I should have thought that is the one thing he'll never find in Japan. And then I thought he could use it for bartering with people over there. I'll trade you some Chick-fil-A Polynesian sauce for something his buddy wants or something. I was glad he didn't ask for anything really expensive. And I was glad he asked for something that's going to be easy for me to ship and all that. But I wasn't surprised at all he would ask for something we take for granted that he can't get where he's at.
Oh, yeah. Man, I'll think of him every time I eat Polynesian sauce now.
I feel guilty when I eat it now because he doesn't have any.
And I understand you had a little trouble finding the sauce at first.
Yes, I'm on a no-spin thing, so I don't eat out. I don't do drive-through. I eat at home. So I had no idea that Chick-fil-A sauce was available at the restaurant by the bottle. So my first thing for everything is to go to Amazon or to Google. And all the hits when I Googled it, it was $17 and $18 a bottle. And I was like, I can't send my kid one bottle of Chick-fil-A sauce or Polynesian sauce because that's kind of lame. But I can't afford to buy him five bottles of $18 sauce. So I got on Facebook and I said, surely somebody on Facebook knows somewhere I can get it cheaper. And the people on Facebook said, yeah, you can buy it in the restaurant for $2.50 a bottle. So I had no idea because I don't eat out.
Well, I'm so glad you found it. And you know what, April? We reached out to your local Chick-fil-A in Seneca, South Carolina, and shared your story. And they want to give you five bottles of Polynesian sauce to
yes!
send to Cyrus.
That's perfect.
And on top of that, Jim and I are going to donate the other five so that Cyrus can be stocked up for Christmas.
Yay! That'll probably last him the rest of his tour. That's awesome. Well, that made my day.
Well, we are so excited. And we're so thankful for the way that he serves this country. It's just incredible.
I'm overflowing with pride. I'm so proud of him for a 19-year-old to decide to serve their country in this day and age is very rare.
Mm. And when do you think you'll get to see him again?
I don't know. As soon as this pandemic starts clearing up, I guess. I was hoping maybe Christmas, but I have learned there's a saying for military moms, and it's instead of Semper Fi, Semper Gumby. And that means to always be flexible. Mm. So you learn nothing is promised, and you have to always be ready to change plans and be flexible and don't get your hopes up. So you just take it one day at a time, and when he gets home, he gets home.
And then you'll go to Chick-fil-A.
And then we'll go, yeah. Yeah, definitely. That's on his short list of where he wants to go when he comes home.
Oh, well, you're such a good mom. I can tell, and just the joy in your voice, it's really powerful.
Thank you.
First, I'd like to thank Cyrus for his service. We don't take that lightly. And for April for being such a good mom. But right now, we're going to take a break. But when we come back, we're going to celebrate what's going great in life with some Chick-fil-A milkshakes. Did you know that 93% of the people that sign up for our email newsletter are 99% better looking and 100% happier than people who don't subscribe? That's a fact. And you're thinking, wow, Jim, you must be subscribed twice. I know, I get that a lot. It's also a fact that signing up is easy. Just head to chickfilapodcast.com. And we're so sure you'll love seeing our emails in your inbox that we'll give you a free gift just for subscribing. Yeah, you heard me. Just scroll down our homepage to find this exclusive offer. So come on, what are you waiting for? Better looking? Happier? A free gift? Wait a minute. Why am I blocked? I thought I was subscribed. Oh, well, I'm sure you'll have an easier time. Just head on to chickfilapodcast.com. I'll figure this out. Well, welcome back. We've been chatting with April, who is obviously the mom of the year since she raised her sons to love Chick-fil-A. Right now, we're going to do a little segment we call Chick-fil-A.
This is where we celebrate what's going great in life over Chick-fil-A milkshakes. So, April, what's your favorite milkshake flavor?
Strawberry with whipped cream and a cherry on top.
Ooh, yum. Love that one. Well, let's pretend we're drinking those right now and celebrating what's going great in life. Because, you know, 2020 has a lot of negatives. We all know that. But we try to focus on the positive so we can all use good news, right? Do you have any you can share with us?
I'm just thankful for good health, and I haven't lost work. And none of my family has been sick or lost work, and everyone is staying healthy and employed, and no one has suffered any losses that I know.
Mm. Well, that is saying a lot. That's a lot to be thankful for. So you mentioned a no-spend challenge. How's that going?
It's hard. It's easier when you're a little bit broke, but it's hard because I'm trying to use up what I have, and you take for granted having a paycheck every week. So I'm learning to, with this pandemic, you never know if you're going to have a job next week. So I'm on a no spend until 2021.
Whoa, that's impressive.
It is. And it's so hard because I love makeup and I love Chick-fil-A and I love just like going to Walmart and just buying something because it's cute. And I just can't do that right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, stay strong. That's an amazing goal. And I know you'll be so thankful when 2021 rolls around that you did that.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, well, thank you so much for your time today. And please tell Cyrus the next time that you guys Snapchat that we are very thankful for him as well.
And we're thankful for your support. And thank you for having me on your podcast.
Well, we wish you a lifetime of happiness. If you enjoyed today's show, please do what a Chick-fil-A team member would do. Politely pass this goodness on to a friend. Take a screenshot, share it on social media, and help us spread the word. Also, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, can you do me a quick favor? Pick up your phone, hit those 5 stars, and leave a review. We love reading them, and we'd love to read yours. Until next time, stay tender and saucy, my friends.
Special thanks to our sound engineer, me, and our co-host, also me. This episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, was written and produced by Allison Storm, but it was edited by me. For more information about me, visit manmadeproductions.com. That's man with two N's, madeproductions.com.